Did anyone else start singing On Eagle's Wings in their mind when Vicki read our scripture today? If you just wait not that many more minutes, we're actually going to sing it together. But before we do, let's talk about this text. So today we're reading from the Psalms. Unlike so much of the Bible, which is narrative, in the Psalms we get poetry and hymnody. We might most accurately compare the Psalms to our hymnal, materials used for corporate worship. And just like our hymnal has various sections that address different topics that are appropriate for different parts of worship that reach different emotions, so too with the Psalms. In fact, if you've spent much time with the Psalms, you might know that there are some that are simply about praising God. There are some that are filled with lament or complaint. Some that are psalms of thanksgiving. Additionally, they were designed for different occasions. Some of the psalms were meant to be sung for kings. Some were used as people were going to Jerusalem to worship. Some were used on the way into battle. In other words, there were psalms for every occasion, just as we have hymns and songs for every occasion today. And while generally Psalm 91 is talked about as a psalm asking for God's protection, scholars have many various opinions on what situations it might first have been used in. In fact, scholars have named that it may have been used by those who were living in exile, maybe by those who were seeking refuge from persecutors and staying in the temple as a place of refuge. Sometimes by those recovering from illness, by kings before battle, in cases of persons being restored to the community, as a testimony of recent converts, and the list goes on and on. And what this means for us, and probably part of the reason why it has such broad appeal, is that this psalm speaks to many places in our lives, many situations. In fact, J. Clinton McCann Jr. writes that although this psalm may have originally referred to a certain circumstance, the image was broadened to mean the entrusting of one's whole self and life to God in every circumstance. Entrusting one's whole self at all times. That feels good, doesn't it? It's why, or at least one of the reasons why, more than once, these words have been set to music. It's why this is a psalm that we're familiar with, even if some of us couldn't have said it was in the book of Psalms or certainly didn't know that it was Psalm 91. And yet, we know the content of it. Yet there are some challenges that come with this psalm as well. And the first one of those is the reality that sometimes life hurts. And because that happens, because we know that happens, we experience that happening, it is important that we stop romanticizing either the Psalms or our faith. We have to stop pretending that loving God means nothing will hurt. And we have to stop assuming that either our health or illness, our financial success or failure, the status of our relationships, or anything else is reward or punishment for our relationship with God. Unfortunately, it's easy to do a surface reading of this psalm and to assume that if we just love God enough and trust God enough, we will be protected from all things. We will be kept out of harm's way. But when we do that, then we set ourselves up for even our common griefs and pains of this life to begin to feel like punishment from God. And if God is who we understand God to be, that is simply not the case. Rather, this psalm doesn't protect us from the things we have defined as bad, but instead reminds us, as Sarah's beautiful song did, that we are never alone. That no matter what happens in our lives, even if we cause hurt or pain for ourselves or others, God is always with us. In 2011, when I was serving a congregation in Joplin, Missouri, the city was hit by an EF5 tornado. Over 160 people died that night. Thousands of homes were destroyed or damaged. On top of that, churches and schools, a hospital, parks, and businesses were destroyed. In that community, we had important conversations about God's presence during that 41 minutes when the tornado was on the ground churning up people's lives. That 41 minutes when too many people were dying and others were fearing for their lives. And time again, the belief was reinforced that God was not differently present with those who lived and those who died, with those whose houses sat in the middle of the path of the tornado, or those like mine that sat a few miles outside the tornado's reach. While the tornado's interactions may have been different from place to place, we came to believe and to claim that God was present with each and every one in the middle of whatever pain they were enduring, whatever fear they were living in the midst of, or whatever relief and safety they experienced. We came to believe, much as a victim of the Holocaust articulated so many years ago when writing, "I believe in the sun even when it's not shining. I believe in love even though I don't feel it. I believe in God even when he is silent." We came to believe that God is always present and that in our struggles, the refuge God offers isn't about changing circumstances in which we find ourselves, but about being a grounding force in the midst of them, being our companion and continuing to companion with us whether or not we even notice. And this isn't just a belief that comes about in the midst of difficult times, but it is a belief that comes from the Psalms, writings that are honest about the pain and struggles of this life, and that are also able to affirm God's love and presence and companionship. And so we should not use Psalm 91 as a magical guarantee against danger, threat, or difficulty, but rather this psalm is a reminder that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God. And when we can embrace that truth, then it is no wonder that the words of this psalm reach so deeply inside us. So here's the second challenge that comes from this psalm. You remember what I said earlier? To entrust one's whole self and life to God in every circumstance. This is hard. Because friends, trust is hard for us. Unfortunately, every one of us knows what it is to be disappointed by someone we trust. We know what it is to be let down. And in many ways, that's why the superficial reading of this text is easier. Because at some level, it is easier to pretend that life is full of clear cause and effect relationships. It is easier even to beat ourselves up for what we have done wrong than to trust in God's love and presence when things are hard. And when, as that Holocaust victim named, we just don't feel it. It is also difficult because if we entrust our whole selves and lives to God in every circumstance, then that means we should be different. We should be changed. Just think about it. What would your life look like if you really trusted God all the time? How would your planning be different? How would your worrying be different? Would your fear be reduced? Would you be more generous? Would you be more adventurous? Would you be more loving? Friends, this psalm celebrates the presence of God with us always. It celebrates God's welcome and hospitality toward us. It celebrates that God always shows up, is always with us, never leaves us, welcomes us no matter what difficulty or baggage we bring. So let's celebrate this. Let's believe in this, and let's be changed by this, that we might not only receive hospitality from God, but that we might share God's presence and God's grounding and God's love with this world. Amen.